endangered species. A Long Island hospital says it welcomed four sets of twins in a six-hour period last week. The series of births at NYU Winthrop took place on Wednesday, beginning early in the morning. The hospital's chief of maternal medicine says four is unheard of. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. My office, along with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, would like to invite you to a free event, Opioid Crisis and Addiction, Stopping the Cycle in Shasta County. Our keynote speaker is Sam Quinones, author of the book Dreamland. This free event will explore the opioid crisis and drug epidemic affecting our very own community. Join us for this free event on Thursday, November 16th, at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. If you are a parent, educator, teen, community member, law enforcement, or healthcare professional, I urge you to attend. That's Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Please call 225-5220 for more information.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Help raise awareness and join the fight against lung cancer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash on November 4th. This exciting event will include door prizes, silent auction, and lots of bingo action for a great cause. It all happens at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Pick up tickets today for just $20 at Pace Cancer Center or Pulse Urgent Care. Help take out a killer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash, Saturday, November 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. Sponsors include MD Imaging, Dr. Leo Eckhoff, Dr. Ronald Bernard, Red Bluff Cancer Center, and Dr. Hong Kong Liu.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul.
All right, good morning, Jefferson. Are you out there? We're here. Up and running, finally. Had some issues going on, but we're good now. I just want to, excuse me, welcome everybody to Jefferson State of Mind, because it's yours and mine and all of us who live in the North State, and those who want to move back to the North State, because once we have Jefferson, they'll be able to do that. So there you go. I'm here with Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
Hey, Wynn. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Good.
And Bob, the ever-loving sound guy who keeps us out of trouble for the most part, at least legally so far. Good morning, Bob.
So far. Good morning, Wynn. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
But you're always up for a challenge, aren't you?
I'm always up for a challenge. You got that right.
Well, it's the show that follows us that really gives you the challenge.
That's the challenge.
That's the challenge.
We'll make sure that we go out there and work them up real good, too. Okay?
There you go. Yeah, we'll get them wound up and see what happens. Yeah, when old Mark and Red and Linda get going. Well, Linda is the balance. She keeps everybody. She helps Bob as best she can. But
well, maybe it's time we did get worked up a little.
All right. Well, last night we had some fun. We went to the mother county that started the whole movement and went to Siskiyou County. They had a town hall. They had their first Jefferson town hall last night. Yes, you heard me right. 4 years into it, they had their first Jefferson town hall. And it was great to be there. Got to listen to Mark and hear what he had to say, which was, as usual, great. There were a lot of new people to the movement there, and there were some others that have been around for a while. But it looked pretty good. They had a great turnout. Especially considering, you know, what all was going on in the county last night, because that's typically what we run up against. There's always something going on, but they had a good turnout and a great facility out in Montague. It could hold easily, it looked like maybe 300 people there, depending on the setup of the facility, but it was a nice little facility, and it was well done. The committee that put it together did a great job, and so I just want to give a shout out to Louise and the group up there. They did a stellar job on getting everything put together. And we're looking forward to coming back and doing some more up there in Siskiyou County. And so we'll see how that goes, and we'll let you know when that happens. Anything else we got going? Tomorrow's Monday. Tomorrow night we have Hervé Vicente coming. He's from El Dorado County. He's the gentleman that ran for Jefferson. Remember, he ran in the middle of July all the way through the Sacramento Valley up through from El Dorado County all the way to Siskiyou County. Well, that was Hervé. He's going to be at our Patriot meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And he and Terry are going to do a little question and answer period there and let everybody ask questions of him. Remember, he came from France and in a communist part of the country, so he understands what liberty is all about. And so he's going to give us a lowdown on himself and what's going on and answer questions, whatnot. Really nice guy, great sense of humor. He's truly a patriot. He really is a patriot. And his beautiful wife, Julie, same thing, true patriot. They both are stellar people. So we want to welcome them tomorrow and see how it goes. As usual, 5:30 tomorrow night, our two Jefferson meetings. The first one is our class, the Introduction to Jefferson, and Chris Kallstrom teaches that class and, you know, answers questions for everybody that want to know whatever it is they want to know about Jefferson. And then once people are done with that class, do that for maybe one or two times, then you can transition over to the other meeting that we have for Jefferson, and that's our action committee. And we talk about things that we're going to be doing and planning out what actions we're going to be taking here locally. So those are good things to get involved with, and then you learn about Jefferson and what's going on in Shasta County and throughout Jefferson as well. So come one, come all, check it out. And you can always go to soj51.net or .org, either one. .org is the main website. Check that out. See what your county group is doing, depending on what county you're in. See what's going on. There's a calendar there. Check on the calendar. You can see where everything's being held, all the meetings are being held, dates, times, all that good stuff. Contact information for those. You can go to the committees part of it, and that has the committees listed on there, and you can check and see who's on there. You can contact them if you have questions and want to get things answered and see where you can contribute and help out. And we welcome anyone and everyone to come do that. And also, you can donate to the fund. I know we talk about this a lot, but it is very important. That's what we need to do. We need to be able to fund our expenses for the court case, and that's exactly why we're talking about it. We have an option on PayPal, GoFundMe, and you can just mail, check, cash, money order, what have you, to the P.O. box. So there are three ways of doing it, and you can do it right there from the website if you'd like as well. So go check it out, see what's on there, and you can see all the court papers that have been filed to date. And we're the first company to, or first organization to ever do that, just put it out there so that we're trying to, we're being as transparent as legally possible. So we just want to let everybody know that too, so you can learn what's going on and where we're at so far. And no, we have not heard anything from the attorneys yet. We're still waiting on pins and needles for that to happen. But keep in mind, the longer they take, the better it looks for us. So there you go. So what do we got going, Terry? Anything else exciting and fun?
Well, yeah, I think that last night was good. There were a lot of new people there. You know, we have to start understanding what our priorities are going to be in Jefferson at this point. The most important thing we can do now, as Wynn said, is we need to raise money for the court case. The court case is sort of a it's the biggest stepping stone we have right now. When we get that three-judge court, which we should get, what's going to happen is that we will be able to move forward toward the state that we want. There's no way that the representative position of the state of California is going to allow what the benchmark was of the 2,500 per senator and 5,000 per assembly person was back when we did set what we felt in the state of California was a fair and an equal balance for representation. You know, we have to start really doing those things. And Wynn, you made a good point. Last night there were several different things, and probably last weekend there were several different things in all the counties. Siskiyou County is a good example of that. You know, we need to have presence in all those places. Mm-hmm. If there's a car show at the same time, there's a rodeo at the same time, there's a strawberry festival, at least people walking around in their Jefferson gear, handing out flyers, talking to people, letting them know what's going on. You know, there has to be a presence. There's so many places that will give you booths, or maybe you can get a booth in something. And people say, well, you know, gosh, it, you know, we're really set back on money. At what point do we start standing up and saying, you know what, this is the civilest of wars we have going on here. We have a gas tax that's going up next week. We're going to get hit with 12 cents a gallon. We've got every kind of tax you can possibly think of. I won't even go on and on about these things. You all know this. I mean, okay, you need $150 for a haul. Have a yard sale. I mean, everybody's got $150 worth of junk in their garage.
Pass the hat to get it started.
Pass the hat to get it started.
Yep.
You know, I know that Wynn and many other people, we've all put up money first for the hall, and we've always, always gotten our money back by passing the hat.
Absolutely.
You know, really and truly, we don't have enough money. We don't have a week. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, you know, this is going on, that's going on. We need to have presence everywhere. But that's allowing a situation to where people want to be engaged in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually two sides to that. One side is they have to understand how crucial all of this is. The word is crucial.
Absolutely.
Not maybe, not gee. You know, we don't have to motivate them. If you're not motivated, then move over. And I'm sorry, because the time of people getting their undies in a knot over people taking a firm position is over, folks. You know, I think that Mean Mr. Mustard's coming on. I have a feeling that Mean Mr. Mustard's coming on.
You're right, because if they're not going to be able to handle firm discussion right then and there, then how are they going to be able to handle it when it moves on?
You know, that's the deal here. Okay, you know, let's all grow up and understand, you know, maybe we should all look at each other and say, you know what, I'm sorry, because I may not say thank you or please every time we get something moving here. But, you know, we need to get it moving. We need to go ahead and realize how serious this is. Is this life and death? It's worse than that. It's losing your liberty.
Yeah.
I've said it 100 times. Wynn said it 100 times. Name one thing in your life. The light bulb you use, the makeup your wife uses, the toys your kids or grandkids play with, the car you drive, the tools you use, the food you eat. What isn't controlled by the state or the federal government in your life? And all we ever get on that one is crickets, right, my friend?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
So the real deal is that, you know, get over it. Let's get moving. The main thing now is that, you know, for example, that hall in last night we were in, I think it's only $125 to rent.
Yeah, that's great.
It's an incredible hall. It was just a great deal.
Yeah.
I mean, $125, everybody's got that much junk in their garage. All right, so $125, well, how about a dinner, you know? Maybe have a drawing for a few guns, you know, maybe have silent auctions, maybe have a couple of speakers, have a dinner brought in, charge per table. You know, I mean, really and truly, let's get going here. There has to be stuff going.
There does. And there are many ways to do that. And there are many ways to tweak it, given your community. If you know that there are certain things that would go better or go really well in your community, tweak it toward that. You know, you know your communities. That's the thing. So figure out what's going to work and talk to the people that are there. And your committee is going to know what's going on and how you're doing stuff. You'll get it. You'll get it. You'll make it happen. And we are so fortunate in Shasta that our team has been allowed to do the stuff they do. And not even so much allowed. It's encouraged. It's like, guys, do this. Take it and run with it. Or come up with these ideas and let's just see what happens. Our team has come up with such wonderful ideas. And they've had the freedom to do. And it's kind of funny, too, because sometimes they'll say, well, what are we going to do about this? It's like, I don't know. What do you want to do about this? You came up with the idea. How do you guys want to handle it? And that's how our team works. Our team works really well that way because everybody's got the freedom and they are embracing it now that they've got the freedom to come up with ideas and to put on events. I mean, heck, we've had some a dinner auction that was great. And then we've had the Harvest Moon Festival. That was great. That was all done by the committee members just putting stuff together, just throwing it out there and watching it grow and evolve. And were there hiccups? Absolutely. But guess what? They got around it. They got through it. They dealt with it. And some of those hiccups were the best lessons learned in the process. And so it was great to see how it worked out. And then they have that notch in their pistol handle. They're good to go. They've got it. They own it. And guess what? They want to make the next one better. And so they take it as personal pride to be working towards Jefferson. And everything they put into it has been awesome. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that. You know, just go with it. You don't have to have permission to do that. If you have an idea within your county, make it grow. Make it happen.
And leaders, allow them to come up with the ideas.
Well, that's
you know, this isn't about
from.
A club. And,
yeah.
You know, this isn't about a club or about who's in power. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, I want to get, because we got to get to
Nick.
In the nick of time.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey,
how
buddy.
You doing?
Hey, yeah. I want to talk to you about something. You know, we need to pay attention to what California is doing right now that's going to affect us in the state of Jefferson. You know, I don't know if it's going to be 3 months or 3 years before we're the state of Jefferson, but I see California trying to set up an opiate treatment hub, a methadone clinic here in California. And their meetings with the hub is we're going to be the central location and the spokes are going to go out to outlying areas to bring their opiate addicts to the Redding area for treatment for heroin and opiates. Now, you know, I believe in taking care of your own, but I don't want to take care of Crescent City's.
Oh, you're such a meanie.
Well, you know, the thing is, they've got that prison up there, and so Susanville would be coming over here. When a prisoner goes to one of these prisons, you know, a lot of times the family follows them, and like it or not, the family's dysfunctional, and they have their problems. So that's visiting a whole family's problems on that community, and my fear is the same thing is going to happen with the methadone clinic, because you can't tell me dysfunctional Johnny from Crescent City is going to make a trip back and forth to Crescent City two or three times a week to get his substitute for heroin.
Well, you know, the other thing is, too, I mean, you made a good point on the radio the other day on Carl Bott's show. You know, the point that you made was well taken. I mean, you know, this is something that is going to bring all these people in. Well, I know that Carl had, you know, the other side of the coin, so to speak, and that was that if, in fact, these people did come in and they got on the methadone, they wouldn't be out stealing stuff. But, you know, the real deal is on that is that what's the success rate of that. It's sort of like when you go to the mission, there's a success rate. Well, if it's one, it's important. Well, I agree with that. But, you know, again, we've got to start getting real about this. I happen to agree with your position, Nick. I agree with you. And, you know, I'd like to know what the success rate is. Is it 14%? Is it 11%? Well, that means that, what, 79% or 80% or 85% go back on heroin and go back into stealing things? I mean, really and truly, why don't they set this up in Chico? You know,
That's where I'd like it to be. There are a bunch of bleeding heart liberals that want to help everybody.
Well, you know, and that's a good point, my friend. So, you know, the real deal is, folks, yeah, all right, if we're getting a little bit ornery here, we better start getting ornery. Does everybody understand the gravity of what's happening? Anybody that's been here past 10 years in this community or in any of the northern counties have seen a dramatic change. In Siskiyou County, I can remember in the 80s, in the early 80s, what a beautiful place that was. It was gorgeous. It was fun. You'd love to go up there. Business were thriving up there. People were having, the families were together. And now, I mean, you go up to some place like in Siskiyou County, like into Wairika, it's a shell of what it used to be. And it's not the fault of the good people. It's the fault of the state that we're under, the communist state we're under.
That is going to be shipping their problems to us. Another point I'd like to make, it was mentioned on Carl Bott's show, is that he wanted you to call your supervisors and ask them how they felt about the sanctuary county. And I would like you to call your supervisors, and I would like you to tell them how you feel about it, because you elect them to represent you. When you ask them about something, they're thinking, well, you don't really have an opinion. I can pretty much do what I want. You call them up and you tell them that we elected you to represent us and we don't want a sanctuary city. We don't want a methadone hub here in California or in Redding.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And you don't have to do it in a disrespectful way. I mean, it never has to be done that way. And, you know, again, it's the type of thing where, hey, folks, we need to get over it. We need to get moving here. I mean, the crucial position that we're in, I mean, open your eyes. Look at the crime. Open your eyes. Look what's happening to our youth. Open your eyes. Look what's happening in our schools. Open your eyes.
Hey, I'll tell you another one California is pulling on us, San Francisco in particular. They have a couple of nonprofits down there that are attacking homeless. What they are doing is they're transferring their homeless to other communities and paying their rent for 2 years. Well, what happens in 2 years?
Yeah, they stop paying their rent and then they get evicted?
No, well, we're stuck with them. You know, San Francisco isn't taking them back. And here they are.
And too expensive to go back there anyway.
Well, you know, that's absolutely the truth, thanks to the liberals. But anyway, I just wanted to get that point across. And, you know, we need to start calling our supervisors and telling them in a respectful way. Maybe a firm way, but a respectful way. I do not want a methadone clinic in Redding. Talk to your constituents and see how they feel about it, because we want you to represent us.
Well put, my friend.
Do you know have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, Nick. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you know what would be a great idea, too, is if our board of supervisors would have like a town hall in each district. You know, each district would have their own town hall. Why don't they do something like that and get a little feedback from their constituency? I mean, I've never seen them do that.
They don't have to.
They do their Tuesday morning meetings at 9 o'clock when everybody's working and can't be there.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that? I mean, they're the employees of the taxpayer. Why don't they do that? I mean, have they done that? If they have, I've not been aware of it. But it would be really nice for them to go out and have a town hall in each one of their districts. And then guess what? The community could have one-on-one with them and just talk to them and find out, are they afraid of what they're going to hear? Are they afraid of what they're going to be told? Do they even care? You know, those are the kind of things you have to think about. So why not do a town hall? Town halls are great. You can get all kinds of good information, and you get the sense of the feel of what's really going on within the people that are there. And it would be, I think, my own personal opinion, a great thing to do. So why not do it? It doesn't cost them anything. Heck, they can get some halls out here. And if anything else, just pass the hat to cover the cost of the hall. Have a group do it, whatever. So we could make that happen.
We got to go to a break. Gene, hang on. We'll get to you right after the break. But, you know, folks, it's time to take the gloves off here. You know, you don't have to move a mountain for that matter. All you got to do is do your part. But stand strong.
There you go. Private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency with over 125 security officers. We're prepared to serve you effectively in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program, providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's our time to take a stand. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
There's a call across this land. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
We were.
Started long ago. Now we
Okay, we're back. Sally, were you singing to that, honey? Were you singing My Little Bird? Were you singing to that? I'll bet you were. I can see you in front of the computer waving your head singing, and I can hear you laughing right now because I know that's exactly what you were doing, huh?
All righty, we need to get to Gene. Good morning, Gene. How are you doing?
Hey, Gene.
Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And you?
Good, good.
All right. Well, you were talking about various ways in order to raise funding for the project of the attorney's fees.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many different radio stations that have share-a-thons, and why couldn't we have a share-a-thon? People call in and raise money, you know, encouraging so much for each child or whatever. And I know that radio stations and different places make great funding for that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know how that works with syndication because I don't know whether, you know, someone like Carl could do that. Say on this station, we could find out, but I know you'd want to do it all day long, kind of like, you know, the Jerry Lewis.
Like a telephone type
yeah,
thing.
Telephone yeah, telephone thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd want to do something. That's a great idea, but we.
Well, the station that the program that comes on after you is
Sovereign Minds.
Yep.
Is Sovereign Minds. Now, is that a local?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that could be 3 hours there. Yeah, we could do that with them. We could do that, and maybe we the people. But we could do that with Sovereign Minds.
Mm-hmm. And combine it. And
yeah.
Like I said, a lot of people listen, and they could call in, and I think it'd be a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
All right.
You did good.
All right, good
call,
job.
Call in again.
All right, well, we'll be listening for that.
All thank right. you, Gene.
Thanks,
all
Gene.
All right, bye-bye.
So there are ideas out there. We've got to put them into action, folks. That's what we're all about.
Oh, action. By the way, the phone number is 605-4567, 605-4567, and Kay,
good
you're up,
good
my
morning,
dear.
Kay.
Hi.
How are
good
you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. I think that Nick is really on to something. Because, for example, shortly after the Board of Supervisors approved the current jail that we have, my mom and I were talking to I can't think of her name now. She was one of the supervisors.
Well, Pam Giacomini?
No. This was in 1972 or so.
Oh, okay. Well.
She was from Old Shasta.
Okay.
I don't know. I was thinking of it. I didn't write it down, and now I can't think of it. But anyway, we were talking about it, and she was so happy. She was so happy because we were getting the new jail, and they made it so big that they're going to be able to have room to rent out cells to other counties. And oh, that was just so wonderful, and we were going to make money on it. And yeah, that's what happened. But we got all these people who were sent up here from Los Angeles, and it introduced a different type of crime to this area. Also, all those people have little fan clubs, you know, their friends and family, and they all moved up here because they're on welfare, and they got the same amount of money down in Los Angeles as they did up here. They're not dumb. And so, anyway, I think that we have to look at these things. We have to look at not what's happening now, but we have to have vision for the future also. And I think that anything like this, I don't think that we need to introduce any more people into our county who are criminals.
Well, we need to call our supervisors.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's all there is to it. People need to get involved. You need to call your supervisor.
And he's right. You know,
he's right. You need to go to the supervisor meeting.
Humboldt County needs to take care of theirs. Shasta County needs to take care of theirs.
Yeah.
Trinity County needs to take care of theirs. Everybody needs to take care of theirs. And I really think that that's important, and I think that that's one of the reasons we're reaping the big jail of the, you know, that was planned in the 70s today. That's a big part of our problem.
I agree. I mean, we're in.
I think that Nick's right on. I think we need to follow his trail.
I do too, my dear. We're going to have to get to our next caller. Thank you, okay. Kay, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, see you later.
Okay. Hello. Going to Mark Baird here.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Mark Kent.
Oh, Mark Kent.
Mark Kent.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, we have Mark Baird written on our thingy here.
Oh, listen, I just had a thought. You know, with all these fires and everything that has happened, and we talk about this representation issue, and this is in no way to, you know, besmirch the people who lost everything in the fire, but I wonder how many of those guys actually paid the fire tax down there. I mean, as an equal representative issue, I think that would be an interesting thing to find out is that, you know, how many people actually paid the fire tax, because most of those guys were not in rural areas.
How about we do a FOIA and find out?
Yeah, we can do a FOIA and find out from the Freedom of Information Act. So, yeah, I mean,
I think it'd be interesting to see, because if those guys had used all of the resources down there for, you know, the urban, you know, cities and so forth, and all the people who lost their homes, how is that fair? And doesn't that not pit one community against the other? You know,
none of it's fair.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're right, but none of it's fair. I mean, there's no rule of law in California. I mean, it's a tax, but it's a fee. Well, it's a tax. It's not a fee. It's a tax. None of it's fair. Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that up there like a wiffle ball for someone to hit out of the park.
Well, when you get on your program, maybe expand that a little bit more. That's a great, great thought. And I know you're going to be talking about some exciting stuff. You'll be talking about what's going on with the lawsuit and how we beat the IRS and all that good stuff. And I think, do we have somebody else on that other line there?
Just an off-the-air question from Peter, Ozzy Peter. He was curious how much money do you guys need for the court case?
We need $1 million, Peter, and we need $1 million when it comes to the amount of money we have to have. Not what we have to have in the account all the time, but we figure the case is going to cost us $1 million. At this point, I think we're
a third of the way there.
About a third of the way there.
Yeah, and you can go to the soj51.net.org website, and that first page at the very bottom, it has the amount brought in to date, and it says the date on the bottom of it, because each time we have it posted on there, it's after our board meeting when we go through all the finances and everything else. So that was as of, I think it was September 30th is the last date that it was posted on there, if I remember correctly. But it says 346 something. I can't remember how much for sure, but $346,000 brought in, and our goal is $1 million. So we're about a third of the way there, or a little over a third. So bring it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we lose Mark on that, too?
Yeah, I think he's
okay.
He's gone.
Okay, well,
he's in the foyer.
Well, do you know,
he's outside the room.
He brought up a good deal.
A great point. Yeah,
because
yeah, and he's
what?
Right.
Down all through Sonoma County, Napa County, Lake County, and Mendocino County, that's all rural where all those wineries are. And guess what? How many wineries were lost? Billions of dollars there.
Oh, man.
Now, were they paying the fee? I bet you they probably weren't.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the deal.
Are they exempt because they're businesses?
Yes.
Well, they have multiple structures on those properties.
No, they're not exempt because they're businesses.
And, you know, that's the thing. They're not exempt. They're not exempt.
You know.
So that's a really good question for the, you know, like for the Sonoma County Assessor's Office or whoever you need to go through to figure out the FOIAs. You know, get the FOIA going. Somebody's brilliant enough to get that all going and ask the right questions and get the answers you want.
Right.
So put it together. Have a team do that. You know, somebody take it and run with it.
I agree. You know, and that's, you know, the thing is that, again, you know, getting back to what we were saying earlier in the program, I mean, you know, come on, this is a bunch of BS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is stupid. I mean, where are we going to stand up? Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, let's get out there and get it done. You know, folks, we have to be in a position to where, you know, this is time to take off the gloves. This isn't a time to sit back and worry about whose feelings you're hurting. Or, I love this one. Well, on the other hand, well, what other hand? What other hand is there?
That's the one that you're chained with.
They're taking money out of both my hands, so I only have two.
Yeah. Well, and like Red made a comment earlier talking about the, you know, we're all going to be happy behind the cyclone fence, you know, and we're going to be standing at the fence looking through. And I said, what makes you think they're going to allow you to get close to the fence when you're on the inside?
That's right.
Because, you know, you watch Hogan's Heroes and all the other prison movies or shows. When they got close to that fence, they got shot. So,
right.
You know, that's what's going to happen. So you just have to figure out if liberty's worth, you know, foregoing or not fighting for so you can be behind a cyclone fence.
Yeah, you know, and Wynn's absolutely right, you know, but I, you know, gosh, sorry, there just is no pleasant way to put the fact that California is just screwing you left and right.
And behind that fence is the survivors.
Yeah, and
what
look
about
at the
people
crooks
that don't survive? Yeah.
Brown,
yeah.
De Leon, Holdner. I mean, look at what we have out there.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how they all
amazing
get reelected? So there is no election fraud in California, huh?
Right.
11 counties indicated as such, but are they going to do anything about it? Who's going to do anything about it? Is there going to be anything done about it? So, you know, those are the kind of things you got to really start sinking your teeth into and thinking about.
Well, I think we have a caller here, and it is Round Mountain Bob. Good deal.
Good morning,
I was
Bob.
Waiting for you, buddy. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, the whole thing is that Round Mountain came to my house the other day, and we were talking, you know, and he's been fighting this fight for a long time, and you know, at what point do you take the gloves off and really say, hey, you know, this is how it is? What you got on your mind, buddy?
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're doing great here. Anyway, as you know, Redding Shasta County is looking to legalize this marijuana deal here. They want to put that in effect. And, you know, everything I hear out there is, look at how much money we are going to gain in taxes. If people realize, go look up Washington State. Go look up Colorado. And look at the lawsuits they have now against them because people have gotten hurt on a job because if it's legalized, you can have it at any time. It's not like alcohol. Alcohol, they say, you can't bring it to work. You can't come in drunk. But these people are coming in high, they're getting hurt very bad, and there's lawsuits out there that are in the millions of dollars. Who pays for that?
We do.
It's passed on to the consumer or taxpayer.
Well, so why are we legalizing this crap?
Good question.
Good question, my friend.
And people better get to City Hall on Tuesdays and complain about this. There's more people there. I've been there I don't know how many times, but more people want to legalize it than fight against it.
Yeah, you know, and one other thing, Bob, that, and you bring up a lot of good points, but one other thing, too, is that, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, this will create jobs. You know what jobs it's going to create is government jobs. You know,
yeah.
Regulators, people who are watching the environment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The tax man.
And what do they do for our county?
Nothing. They don't create anything.
Go.
They just drain our resources and our
That's
money.
That's right.
And you're 1,000,000% right on that. So the real deal is, I mean, when the Associated Press comes out and is snarky, the liberal Associated Press is snarky about the only jobs that legalizing marijuana is going to create in California is more government jobs, then you got to wonder. And, oh, by the way, it's the same thing, not to change the subject, but the same thing on the sanctuary state position.
Sanctuary but, state.
You know,
it works the same way.
Same way.
That's
and
right.
you got a deal to where you have a poll taken in California, University of California, Berkeley, which arguably is the most liberal college in the state, and they say 74% are against a sanctuary state. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, bud, yeah. we gotta head off and
do a break.
Yeah, he's gotta
All
give
right.
us a break. Hey, thanks for calling in, my friend, and we'll see you tomorrow night. And keep your powder dry.
Yeah.
Bye,
you
Bob.
Too.
Thank
have
you.
A good.
All right.
You too.
Well,
all right, gentlemen.
Time has come.
For 51.
51. Time has come.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Linda and I live a pretty hectic life, and when we get away, we want to have a place that provides solitude and quiet. Well, we found that place, Cottage by the Sea, over in Smith River. Imagine a weekend away from all the concerns of your everyday life. Sunrise, sunsets, walk on a beach that is never crowded. Privacy, quiet, and solitude. Cottage has full kitchen, hot tub, ocean views, and it's only a short drive to Brookings, Oregon if you want to go over there to the shops. Call Lori at 541-469-3414. That's Cottage by the Sea.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Into the sun.
Yeah, and
want to get off.
And I know Sally was singing to that one.
We want to get off that ride. We want to be on the Jefferson direction, running.
Professor Holohan.
Professor Holohan.
Professor.
How are
Good
you?
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Fine. I agree with Bob. I want to add one more. Marijuana is linked to high blood pressure. A statistical analysis of more than 1,200 U.S. adults who were followed for up to two decades, found that those who self-reported using marijuana were three times more likely to die from hypertension-related illness than those who said they never used, and this comes out of Georgia State University in Atlanta. Number two, the city council wants marijuana taxes to bail themselves out of the bankruptcy that's coming that they helped create.
Oh, Gary, such a great point. That, Professor, that is a great point, folks. He just made an outstanding observation. Understand, the city of Reading has $697 million.
Million.
Million. Yeah, not trillion. Not million.
Million.
$597 million in unfunded liability amortized over 30 years, and that went up $94 million in 2 years. So imagine what it's going to be by the time we get to the end of that 30 years, realistically.
That's a lot of pot sales.
It is. And here, let's talk a little bit about the money situation here. This, you know, we always talk about debt, and we talk about California being in debt. And California is $1 trillion in debt that we know of, probably $1.4 trillion, and that's with a T. Now, stop and think about this, and let's break this down, because who wraps their head around $1 trillion? It's hard to do. Let's break it down into seconds. 1 million seconds is 11 days. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. That's a billion. And California uses a billion for anything and everything. Oh, we only spent $1 billion on this. That's 32 years as opposed to 11 days. How about $1 trillion? $1 trillion is 32,000 years. 32,000 years. The debt we have in California is ridiculous. People asking us about the money in California, they don't even know. They have lots of different accountants. They don't even know what the debt is. They don't even know. It's so outrageous they don't even know. Gary, are you still there, Professor?
Yes. Yes. And in the next hour in Sovereign Minds, I'll comment on the fuel tax that we voted ourselves a couple months ago. And I'll extrapolate that also. So stay tuned for the next hour. Take care, gentlemen.
All right, Professor. We got Nick double dipping, but Nick, you can double dip on this program, buddy.
Thank you. We aren't Nazis here.
You can double dip all you want, my good friend. What do you got?
Going back to Gary talking about the cost of legalizing marijuana, you know, we just had three people arrested for first-degree murder over a marijuana deal gone bad. That guy driven up, I think, from Riverside. He's tying up three. They're tying up three jail cells we can ill afford to give up, and it's going to cost us millions of dollars by the time they're convicted and serve their life out in prison. And this is before it's legalization. Legalization isn't going to stop this crime that just went on. I just wanted to bring that point up.
You know, that's a great point, my friend. And while you're on, I can hear outside. I can hear that Mark and Red are pretty worked up. I can hear. Sovereign Minds is probably going to be pretty good. I know there's some really great stuff that they're going to have on Sovereign Minds.
You know, one thing Mark didn't bring to your attention about that fire tax is how they robbed $50 million of it and put it into the general fund.
Yeah.
That's right. Most of it goes to the general fund.
That's right. They took $50 million. $50 million of that fire tax went to the general fund out of the $74 million.
Yep. Hey, thanks for letting me double dip. I won't call Carl Bott this week to make up for it.
Oh,
you can call anyone.
No, you should.
Want.
I mean, you know, you brought up some very, very good points. I mean, you know, they're thoughtful, realistic, valid, and factual points. You know.
Oh, I just hate to be a pest. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You're not a pest.
Nick.
Keep in mind what Gary was talking about with the billions of dollars that, you know, we're looking at, millions, billions, whatever, trillions. It's more than any of us have, more than any of us are going to be able to contribute to bail out the city. I mean, the state of California is $340 billion in debt.
That they admit to.
That they admit to.
Okay, and the unfunded liability,
and
you've got to remember.
Far worse than that.
Yeah,
far
because you've got to remember that's still their debt.
That's right.
However, when we leave, it's not ours.
That's correct.
So understand that, folks, and we'll talk more about that next week because we're kind of winding down here and we've got about, I don't know, 30 seconds. Any final thoughts, my friend?
No, we just need to, like everybody always says, keep your powder dry and support Jefferson any way and every way possible. And let others out there in the world know what's going on. You know, email, Facebook, phone calls, letters, whatever, cards. Just let them know what's going on and that we need help and we're fighting for liberty.
Yeah, stay tuned for Sovereign Minds and time has come.
For 51.
Don't serve us, you serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
News this hour from townhall.com. I am Michael Harrington. The nation's capital holds its breath. It's being reported that at least one indictment will be revealed tomorrow in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
There are two people, I think, just from press reporting, that it is likely to be either Mike Flynn or Paul Manafort. We haven't been informed of who it is, and I don't think it would have been appropriate for Bob Mueller to tell us.
Schiff, a guest on ABC TV's This Week program, talking about Flynn, President Trump's former national security advisor, and former campaign chairman Manafort. The Department of Education.